us, and may the Holy Ghost touch us. I'm looking in 1 Peter chapter 5, and just a little thought, God would get it to me this morning to help you and help me in the Word of God in 1 Peter chapter 5. And of course, the Apostle Peter wrote this book under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And we find here this morning that Peter was right. Looked like chapter 5 was to the elders. Looked like that was that what he was writing here to them in its application to all of us. In verse 1, he said, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of sufferings of Christ, and also partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." He said, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof." He's talking to these elders, not by constraint, but by will, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. And then he said, "Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." So he's telling them, he's giving instruction to the elders in the scripture here of what to do as an elder, and taking, thank God, that place in the body over the flock of God. And then he said, "Likewise, ye younger," notice that, "submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another." That's a key subject right there. It's about the subject of subjection to one another, and clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt you, he may exalt you in due time. So he's talking to the elders, I think, being humble. And then he said, "Casting all your care upon him, for he care for you." And surely that is a verse of application for every child of God, that they have access to the throne of God and cast every care upon him. Amen. The word care would mean your worries, your anxieties, everything really. I thank God consists in what he's saying here, that you get it off of you and put it upon him. Amen. And thank God, cast it upon him. Peter was a fisherman. He knew what it was to cast. And when he casted something, it got off of him. Amen. He put it out in the sea, cast a net. Amen. And we're to cast our cares and our care upon him, for he care for you. That's a good little verse right there. Amen. If you practice that, thank God, you'll live without, amen, a lot of stress on you, because you put it upon him. And we live in this day, we forget these things, that we can come to him and do it, thank God. He told us to. Verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil's a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that in the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." And so, here in verse 8 this morning, the Bible said, "Be sober, be vigilant." And it said, "Be awake, be aware, be it." Thank God, my friend, thank God, we have your eyes open, and be attentive to the things that's going on. Amen. Don't get to sleep, and thank God, be sober. Don't be drunk with the world. Don't be drunk on something that would affect your soberness toward God and the attack of the enemy. I don't live, my friend, thank God, in my life thinking about what the enemy's going to do to me, but I do live my life with the fact that I do take this into consideration and be aware of what's going on around me and what happens in our lives. And we can't blame everything on the devil. Amen. Listen, but we ought to, thank God, recognize the fact that he is our opponent. Amen. He's our adversary. The adversary it just means he's our opposition. He's our opponent. And really, if you just take this life and look at everything, there's always an opposite of in the Bible. Opposites in life. Amen. Good and bad. Amen. Christ and Satan. Christ and the Antichrist. Sin and righteousness. All through the Bible. All through life. God set this thing up. And everything is of God, for all things are of God. And we know, too, that God, thank God, Christ made all things for him by him. him. And brother, I don't understand all that. Listen, it's just the way it is. The flesh and the spirit's opposites. There's always opposites. Amen. And there's going to be opposition in your life and my life. Thank God we have our own troubles with our own self more than anything. But then Paul said, or Peter said to them, amen, thank God, he said, listen, know your adversary, the devil walketh, he's a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And he does that, friend. He's out to destroy. And if you look that word up, it just means to gulp down. Amen. This means to consume you. And that's what it means. And the devil, he's out to devour. And we can't, my friend, live our lives. Listen, and keep our heads in the sand and think that the God of this world, or the opposition of God's Son Jesus, it's not going to attack us. I know there's only one devil, and he, my friend, God was created by God, Lucifer, and he's cast out of heaven because of rebellion. Why would a third of angels follow him? Amen. I just say this. He had to promise them something that they would follow him. He was cast down here. He said, I saw him fall as a lightning bolt. And we know he come here. We know, Brother Danny, that in the beginning, in the chapter 3 of Genesis, that we find he's subtle, and he's the beast of all beasts, and he was the one, my friend, called the serpent. In fact, God called him the old serpent. And so what can the devil do? Well, friend, he's got a system in this world. And I'm going to tell you this. Are you listening this morning? I don't think the devil, my friend, we say the devil, the devil's one individual. He's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere. But he is, my friend, in charge of what's going on in this world. He is the God of this world. He is the one that's, listen, is back in this system in this world. Amen. He's got people in this world. He's got, listen, the tares are opposite to the wheat. Evil's opposite to good. And he's the evil one. A lot of times when you see the word evil in the Bible, it's talking about him because it's the evil one. Everything's promoted by him. It's evil. Amen. Listen. But I'm going to tell you this morning. He is subtle. Amen. He's an imitation. Listen. He's a counterfeit. But he looks real this morning. Things look real this morning. And if you ain't got sharp discernment, even the brother, listen, you'll fall some of the traps he's got. And you've got to have the sermon. Brother, the best discernment you have is Holy Ghost in this book. How you got to try the spirits unless you know, amen, this book, friend. You got to know what Jesus has said. I know the Holy Ghost is what receives things, and he rejects things. And we know our heart, brother, listen. Thank God, is where the battle is, really, here in the heart. It controls the mind and the spiritual man now. Amen. Listen, he said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. The attacks in our heart this morning, it's more grief in the heart, more damage to the heart through the attacks of the devil and what he does. He's only out to the bear. He knows he cannot, my friend, take you out of the hand of God. Amen. But he does know, brother, listen, he hates Christ. He hates the ways of Christ. He hates the church. And he'll do what he can to hinder it. But I got news for him this morning. He can't do nothing unless God allows him to do it. That makes me thank God for grace more and more in my life to know that God's my protector. Christ is my, thank God, Lord, and he's my hedge. And brethren, he can't get to me. I'm telling you this. Listen, this morning he's out to the bower. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you, God, amen, gave us a spirit of life. And he's opposite, he's death. Amen, that's right. He's opposite, there's opposites. Thank God, in the Bible, there's oppositions. And we face this opposition every day we live. He's against the gospel, he hates the gospel, he hates the truth. And he'll never, listen, He cannot tell the truth. He's a liar from the beginning. He's a father of lies. He's a murderer. Amen. He, my friend, was in Cain when he murdered his brother Abel. And brethren, he's been doing that ever since. The worst murder a man can commit, my friend, is the murdering of the individual souls of men through false doctrine, error, and corruption. Because that deals with their eternal destiny. My friend, and when men see this, Brother Danny, he's got so many false prophets. In fact, the day of Elijah, amen, he was one 450 false prophets, prophets of Baal, amen. He's always got to have somebody. Ain't God saying something, my friend, that's opposite of truth? And listen, I'm telling you, are you hearing me? He don't want the truth, and he'll, amen, he'll make it look like it's good and make look like it's right. The devil will never make things look bad in your eyes. Look at the billboards you drive down the road. Alcohol's advertised by some of the prettiest women. Amen. And it's advertised in any way it can to get the attraction of the eye. My friend, the commercials that they show with alcohol is everybody's having a good time. But they're not showing broken homes, beat wives. They're not showing them people that got killed by drunk drivers. They're not showing they can't sell their product like that. That's just the way the devil is. Amen. There's been so many, listen, I'm a preach. There's been so many broken homes over alcohol that is sad. It's sad, friend. And listen, thank God it never has done any good. I'm telling you that. It's been, my friend, people's been deceived by it. And that's the key right there. They're deceived thereby. And Jesus Christ don't deceive nobody. It's the devil that deceives you. And man's deceived by the devil through that. Amen. And they think they're having a good time. Amen. But they're not, friend. They're only drinking something to get themselves out of reality. And they've got illusion in their own minds. Amen. That's why he said in Proverbs 23, he said he tarries long at the wine. Amen. And mixed wine. And he said when he got drunk, he got beat up. And he woke up the next morning and said, I want another drink. Amen. That's got him in bondage. Listen, this one, there's a lot of bondage. But the devil's behind bondage. And sin's behind bondage. And friend, listen, he'll do anything he can to keep a man in bondage. There's freedom in Christ. He gives men freedom. But he's an opposer of all good. Amen. And he's behind all going on in this world. And I know, thank God, where my help comes. This morning comes from above, thank God. Amen. But there is an opposition. Now, I'm going to say this. We've got to be careful and realize that Jesus don't work in religious traditions. He don't work in religious things. This is not religion, it's Christ. And one of the biggest attacks in our day is religion. We've got so religious in this day. What do you think Paul meant to have said over there in Mars Hill? He said, you are too superstitious. He said, you're too religious. You've got an altar to an unknown God. You ought to thank God. I'm telling you, brother, listen. You don't really understand because you're saved this morning. By grace, thank God, young ladies testifying about being saved and being right with God, being born again and having peace with God through Christ and knowing Him this morning. You don't understand. Amen. Listen, how many people in this world have been deceived by religion and deceived by, my friend, different thoughts and cults and all these things that have no idea what you testified about. And listen, there's so many churches, or quote churches, in our land, in our counties, this morning. Friend, I'm just being honest with you. There's more. And God, that's not real. Then they are real. And listen, I'm telling you, are you hearing me? They don't understand, friend. They don't know. And God gave you an enlightenment. God opened your blinded eyes and redeemed you by grace through faith. and brought you out of the band of God. I'm telling you this morning, that's amazing grace, friend. I'm telling you, it's God, friend. But the opposition's religion this morning. A baptismal regeneration is my friend, a doctrine of the devil. Anybody believes they got to be baptized to have eternal life is a damnable heresy. It's not true. It's true. Grace to grace to God. It don't proclaim what's right. And friend, I'm telling you, somebody asked me, even in this church years ago, they've called that the Church of Christ. And I ain't trying to pick on religions. But brother, listen, I studied that thing out. Them people follow a lot of heresy. And then Campbell's the one that started that. And brother, he took a couple of verses, as he said in Sunday school this morning, and made a church doctrine out of it. Listen, baptism, listen, it's doctrine, obedience unto the Father.
Amen.
And after you're saved, testified, I God, your testimony of salvation, let the world know, amen, that you've been saved, agreeing that thy God was the death, amen, the death of resurrection, that you're a new creature in Christ, that God has been saved you, and it's all a picture of death and resurrection, of our Lord and God, confessing who He is, of our outside identification, of when man don't make you married, and then all He says is a symbol, you're already united by God, amen. Listen, this morning, it's a death that's done. I pray there's a lot of people this morning that's had a false doctrine, and that's the devil's opposition of the true doctrine, amen. That's right. Boy, I could get on it all this morning. I don't want to. But I'm telling you what, friend. Amen. I've had people say, well, I was baptized. I said, well, what's that got to do with being born again? Amen. You've got to be born again before you're baptized. Amen. Listen, the baptism is a church ordinance. There's only two church ordinances. It's baptism and the Lord's Supper. Are you hearing me? It's a great thing. Baptism is a great thing, but it has nothing to do with saving you. You're not saved by being dunked in water. Immersed in water. You ought to be baptized if you saved the gift by which a man is saved. But that has nothing to do with salvation.
Amen.
They sprinkle that with baptism. None of those damnable heresies have ever been called. And whoever knows about it, you get something out of the Bible, friend. I thought of somebody sprinkling water on a baby's head and then called the inheritance of eternal life. That's an opposition to the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. That's the way to God this morning. And boys and girls, I'm telling you, I God, Christ is around. And brother, He come to save sinners.
Right.
Amen. You don't get saved. Amen. When He saves you. But I'm telling you, when you come under humility and conviction of sin and repent toward Him and believe on Him, thank God you already know. Thank God what's took place in your life. Amen. That's right. Thank God that's right. That there's opposition, brother, all the time. Amen. Listen, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm trying to preach the truth. But brother, listen. There's all these cults in the world. It's an opposition to the gospel.
That's
the whole witness started by Charles Russell. It's an opposition to the gospel. Hey, Matt, listen. A friend, he don't even believe. They don't believe the deity of Christ. You can't be saved without believing the deity of Christ. You can't deny who He is. He's God, friend. And then they said, didn't they come to my house and they said to me, they said, listen, do you think the Bible's relevant? I said, I believe it is. And I said, I'll tell you something else. But that old man, God told me I had to be born again. God done it, didn't He? Amen. And I said, I've been born again. And I said, have you ever been born again? And she couldn't answer it. And then she looked at me and she looked back at the woman behind her. Amen. I said, I'm talking to you, ma'am. And have you been born again? She said, no. And I said, Jesus said, you must be born again. And brother and I kept telling you, you must be born again. And then that woman that back had her back. Thank God she didn't know what she was getting into. And this is what she said. Listen, this is what she said. She said, we look for people that don't know the Bible.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's right. What the devil's after. I said, just remember as you walk away, you must be born again. Amen. They wrote me two letters, friend. Amen. But I wrote the same thing back about being born again. I reckon the head man down there got a hold of it. Amen. And not told him not to write me back and mess with me. I've asked them all kinds of things. I said, my Lord said, Jesus, yeah, listen. And I know what the truth is. And I know who saved me. And I know who lives in me. And I know, thank God, He's God. It's just an opposition. That's all it is. It's a lie, friend. Are you hearing me this morning? The majority of people this morning are sitting there in a cold atmosphere going over the same stuff and know nothing about God.
Right.
Don't know nothing about God. Old brother Randy Burton told me, he said, his daddy, you know, he said he studied his Bible, and he said them Jehovah Witnesses come up there, and he said the man want to talk to him, and he said, sure, come on in, and he said he'd give him about 20 minutes, and he said that man talked to him a while, and he said, amen, he said, well, I'll have to go now, he said, no, you ain't going, that's my time, amen, and he said he took the Bible out, amen. I'm telling you, friend, it's sad, but it's true. And then people marry into these false churches. Amen. They'll leave the kind of church this is. Amen. And go, listen, I'm going to preach to you this morning. And God, I'm telling you, boys, you better hear me. It ain't where she leads me, I'll follow. It's where God leads me, I'll follow. Amen. That's right, buddy. I'm telling you, fine, God. I know something about God, but I don't know everything, but I know something. And I know one thing, brother, you can't go many places. Amen. Preach what we can here. Because that black ballion call you a heretic. They don't come back. But I'm telling you, hear me this morning. Friend, listen. It takes the Holy God of heaven. Amen. To get anything done. It ain't done by our programs. It's done by His power this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I saw it happen. I saw boys come to this church. They'll go off to some easy believism church where they repeat prayers and repeat
prayers.
I saw them go off into these high-strung charismatics that don't know nothing about God. All they know about is tongues. And most of that says, if you want to go by tongues, the reason, thank God, read Corinthians 14. Let's go by it. They say most people go to the church is all the women. He told them to be silent. He said, don't even speak in tongues unless you got two or three
interpreters.
That's right. That's right. It's just a hoax.
That's right.
It's a hoax.
What it is?
It's a hoax. Yeah. So you believe in tongues? I believe that the Holy Ghost is in it. I ain't putting God on no shelf. I believe if I'm going to tell you what, I believe if it's a need that God do it, He'll use somebody to do it.
Right.
He'll have somebody to interpret.
That's right.
That's right. That's the whole thing right there. Edification of the church. Edification of the church. Everything's for edification of the church. He said, I'd rather speak 5 words than understand 5,000.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right, brother. Are you
hearing
me?
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me this morning? Are you hearing me? Listen, there's always going to be opposition, boys. Listen, you boys have been raised in the church. You got a good family? Amen. Listen, there ain't never been nothing else that could pull a man away from God as a woman could. Amen. Amen. That's right. Sure, that's right. Amen, buddy. That's happening in the garden. It wasn't a woman's fault, though. It's a man. Man's fault in the garden. Amen. The devil showed up in his opposition. Amen. That's right, buddy. Listen, Solomon took 1,000. That's right, buddy. He had 1,000. He said, I ain't found one of them. That's what he said in Ecclesiastes 3. It wasn't because they were straight. They were worship strange gods that pulled him away and turned his heart. The wisest man in the Bible that wrote Proverbs, he wrote it by experience. He knew, thank God, I want to say this too, thank God for good women. Amen.
Right.
That's right. Thank God for good women. She's a crown to her husband, the Bible says. She's not rottenness to its bones. She's a crown to her husband. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen right there, man. It'll be all right. But I'm telling you this morning. Thank God there's always an opposition to anything you preach truth. There's always going to be error. And there's always going to be some, listen, God ain't gray area, but we are in mind sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got to go by the book. He said it right. I'm going to say this. It means rightly divided in the context of what he's saying and who he's saying it to.
Amen.
Amen. They'll take a verse out of the Bible. And you know, that's what they're thinking. Well, you know, I mean, they'll take any verse and try to make a doctrine out of it without looking at everything and looking at the context, looking at what we say. That's opposition.
Yeah.
It's opposition. Friend, I'm going to tell you this. You better hear me gladly. I don't think I know everything, and I don't think that I'm right on everything. I'm right on a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you this. Brother, listen to me. The Holy Spirit wanted to teach you the Bible.
That's right, Rob.
Yeah, amen. Tonight, if you leave this church, God forbid, because the one man questioned me on my doctrine one time, and I told him what I believe, and I said, what do you believe? And this is the preacher. And he said, I said, what do you believe? He said, I believe what that other man preached. Buddy, I can tell you what, you leave here and say, well, I believe because Preacher Hyde said it. You better believe it because God said it.
That's right. That's right.
That's true.
Right.
I ain't looking for the
problem.
Amen. Thank God, I say follow Jesus. He's the head, thank God, he never will die.
That's right.
Amen. He's the Lord of glory. Praise God. Just follow him. There's always opposition, everything. Listen, the devil can get in your attitude.
Yes, sir.
Look at James sometime. He said, your attitude, he said, contempt and strife and all that's contingent. He said, that's devilish.
Yes, sir.
That means there's an opposition to a harmony. There's an opposition to unity. The opposition to unity is contention, strife.
Yes.
Amen. Listen, thank God, the opposition to wholesome, good, edifying words is gossip and tale-bearing.
That's right.
Listen to me this morning. Tale-bearing is not of God. You say, well, I just telling what I heard. That's right. That's what you're doing. But then said a man that said, hey, man, hey, what a whisper. And all these people have come back in a tailbearer separated. Sheep of friends.
Yes.
Yep. Everybody.
Yeah.
You know one of the biggest lies, or one of the biggest lies the devil tells, brother, he said, well, you're right. Let's go ahead and tell it. No, you need to learn to keep your mouth quiet. I ain't talking to nobody individually. I'm just preaching. I'm preaching to myself. I do it too. Here's what slander is. Slander is saying something with the intent to injure somebody. Or slander can be with the intent to slander somebody and make you look better than you the right one. You know what one of the names of the devil is? Slander. Accuser.
That's right.
If you look up this word, devil here will say that. Look it up sometime. It means accuser, slander is always opposition to wholesome, godly, edifying words. Opposition, listen, the opposite of love is hate.
Yes.
Which God does love and God does hate.
Yes, sir.
Brother, I'm telling you this morning, the adversary is out, son. He's an opponent of us. He's the opponent of the church. He's the opponent. He's against us. He's not for us. Listen, young people. Them people that try to get you to fall into sin, they're not for you.
That's right. Amen.
They're not for you. Listen, listen to me. How old are you? 13 years. Yeah, the church didn't have a birthday. He's 13. I want to tell him that birthday and then he gets to sing to him. He's 13, just. He's 14. And all these girls are 13. Boy, it's hard on y'all.
It is.
Boy, I think back a little ago, I'll be 63 next month. I still think sometimes, man, I'm walking down the halls of the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm old. Getting older. But I've done been down the road. It's not if you're going to be tempted, it's when you're going to be tempted.
Oh, that's right.
You're going to be tempted.
Sir.
God didn't want us to raise children and not never allow them to make some decisions.
Right. That's right.
They got to make some.
That's right.
That they ain't always going to have you around. They always did have you over there. They ain't going to be around you. God have mercy. I'm preaching myself.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm telling you, the devil, he'll use people that you think some of the best people in the world.
That's
but
right.
They're really not, because they're against the ways of God.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you, I've heard them even in, I'm telling you, brother, and I've seen them even come in this church before.
This church. Had a woman come in this church. And she walked, listen, this preacher, he called me about 2 months later, but she didn't stay too long. He turned the heat up, thank God, he'll get out of
it. Yeah,
right. And anyway, when I turned it up a little bit more, I turned it down.
God.
And I knew what was going on, so I didn't preach it. And this preacher called me.
He said, "Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you call me?" I said, "I didn't know to call you."
He said, "That woman was a member of your, she come a member of your church. And now she's come over here and she's trying to get her young people together and go out and take them to the dance." I said, "Well, sir, I didn't know where she went."
But brethren, listen.
Everybody carries a Bible, wears a suit, or dress. Don't mean that's your spirit.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. Sure, sure.
Amen. If the devil comes in this pew right here, he'd have a 10-day Bible.
Amen. Sure, sure.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
He's got no one more sense to carry in a new Bible. He carried a 10-day Bible.
Yes, sir.
He looked nice and neat.
He was.
And he'd be proper speaking.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And he might even testify if I call him.
Yes, sir.
And he might say something like this: "I thank God for creating me."
Yeah.
And everybody would say amen, because that's factual.
Yeah, right.
Ah.
Yeah.
Brother Lester, he's your opponent this morning.
Sure, right.
He's your adversary. He's out to devour you. Everything that looks good is not good.
That's right.
Amen.
And listen this morning. If you don't get a hold of what I'm telling you, he blinds the minds of them that believe not.
Right.
Here's what he'll tell you. You don't need to go up there and pray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
right. Your daddy's a good Christian. Mom, you don't need to do that. You don't need to go up there and pray. Or he'll decode your mind on something else. You might be thinking about Lisa right now. I
That goes for saved people too.
Yes, right.
Yes, right. He's
right.
Yes,
sir.
He's right. An evil spirit. What it is?
Right.
Evil spirits. Evil spirits. We all got weaknesses.
Oh, yeah.
He don't know unless you tell him to him, but
yes,
he
right.
knows them.
Yeah.
You listen. Don't fall out with me. Just please don't fall out with me. I do believe in angels. And I believe God uses them as ministering spirits.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God they've been around my car and truck a many a time.
Yeah.
And I know God sent them there because God's in charge of it all.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody said, "I don't believe that." It don't matter. You don't have to. I believe this. I believe anybody doing something for God or saved by the grace of God, the devil's probably put somebody around us to be in opposition to what we're doing.
Yes, sir.
That's why I woke up in the middle of the night the other night. I felt it was such a bad spirit around me, I didn't know what it was. And I got to thinking that the devil, he's trying to get my mind off him.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, folks.
The adversary is seeking whom he may devour. Notice
yes,
it.
You ever notice the same thing Jesus called a lion of the tribe of Judah?
Yeah.
He said he was as a Lord unseeking whom he may devour. We know the lion, thank God, the king of the jungle. There's no greater animal far as what's been taught that he is the conquering one.
But we know the devil's already been conquered. He's just in an imitation. Amen. Jesus Christ is the one, thank God, that's already defeated the devil and the works of the devil. But brother, I'm telling you this morning. I don't know why I'm preaching this, but I'm just preaching what comes to my heart. But the fact of it is, we've got opposition.
Sure.
You know what you got opposition
right.
of?
Right.
You teach a lesson, preach a message, don't matter what you are, here's what it is. You'll be doing pretty good. I don't know how you feel right now. You might probably feel pretty good. You taught a good lesson. But tomorrow sometime the devil said, "You really made a mess of that."
Yeah.
There's some other things you can say. You didn't say that one thing right, and don't think that one person liked it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
You're telling me
right. How you know it?
Yes, sir.
He'll tell you, thank God you got your wife to be. I bless the Lord for her. And you too. But he probably told you before you ever got hurt. It'd be a long time for him. He's only opposing you.
Sure, sure.
A child of God has a light with desires. He's always going to try to go against
your
desires. He's going to oppose you. That's why, brother, listen. It's a mind thing, too. It's a mental game.
Amen. That's why he said, let this mind be in you, which is all Christ, also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought not robbery equal with God. Amen. Listen, he took himself no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant. Brother, he was humble.
That's right.
Take the humble mind. He can't work in that because he wants you to be proud. He'll either tell you you've done great or you've done sorry.
That's right.
What he'll do. He told me that, buddy. He said, man, I'm glad you preached are good today, buddy. I said, I know what you say.
Uh-huh.
He's an opposer. He'll oppose you. You try to do right, you ladies that teach Sunday school.
Amen.
Work on your job. You know you're doing the work of ministry to that people.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir. That's right. Abraham.
That's right.
Sure, that's right.
You taught on that this morning.
Yeah.
The devil is trying to discourage you. He'll discourage you. He'll say you ain't got the new people. Nobody really cares. Nobody recognizes.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm going to say this. I'm through. You don't never know what God might do to you. If you disobey him, Brother Redman.
That's right.
There's this old fellow down here in Belmont. You go down there too and talk to him about God and take some motors to him. The other day I was calling him just to talk to him. He said, go on.
I said, well, I'll tell you, son, it's a blessing to get to talk. He said, Joe, I'm going to get your church address. He said, I'm having to take care of my mama now. Don't get to get out and go to the house of God. You like to see it, little son. Well, I didn't do anything. Holy Ghost told him to send it.
Yeah.
We took the mail up this morning and looked at it. $500. He said, how'd that happen? Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now, God's going to oppose that. And everything you do for God, and you see fruit coming back from what you're doing for God,
right,
there'll always be opposition to that.
Sure, sure.
And what this is what the devil wants you to do. He knows I'm out through. Listen, the devil wants you to stop.
That's right.
He wants you to quit.
Yep.
He really can defeat you if he can get you. You can never win not fighting.
Yep.
That's right.
You can never win without hoping.
That's right.
Brother Keith, you felt like quitting as much as I have before.
Sure.
But I knew there wasn't no quit place.
Yeah.
But if he can get you to quit, that's what he's trying to do. If he can defeat you, if he can get, listen, if the church people get a hold of what I'm preaching and do what he taught this morning, edify the body, and love brothers and sisters in Christ, and never be guilty of trying to say something to somebody that's out of the will of God, and have something happen, and the first thing they think on their mind is, I'm just about ready to give it up.
There's people in this church this morning, in their own mind, they feel like throwing their hands up.
That's right.
You say, hey, preacher, well, praise God, I feel like he wants to walk.
That's right. Amen.
Tell it right.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I'm just going to take a vacation from all this.
Yeah.
Amen. The brother, you ain't no place to quit.
That's right.
Miss Linda, you got God helping you. And I know when you called me in time, we had prayer to struggle. But if there's something in you, it says just keep going.
That's
right. While the devil's trying to push against you, there's things in you that says keep going. Sleepless nights, hard days, difficult circumstances. But I'm telling you, folks, I'm just being honest as I can be. I thought about it, and I thought about What if this thing wasn't true? Why don't I just go with the rest of the crowd and know what the Panthers today is running? Huh? Be easy, wouldn't it? It'd be the most miserable day I've ever
lived. I guarantee it.
I've always thought I couldn't live the other way. Even though my flesh definitely tries to pull me that way. I can't go. To whom shall we go?
That's it.
God bless the Lord for it. Amen to God. Just recognize one thing, you've got an adversary. Amen.
I recognize, thank God, He's taken care of by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If you'll trust and get in with Him, thank God. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Appreciate you hearing me this morning. Let's have prayer. Our Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. God, I appreciate your mercy. God, I don't deserve nothing. God, I